Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
All right. It is that time. We've been looking forward to it all day. Friday afternoon trivia. It's become a tradition during this pause button that we've been hitting when we've been broadcasting from our homes, waiting for the action to resume on the field, on the court. We've all gotten nostalgic. We've all watched classic games. So you are poised and ready as a listener to try and win prizes on Friday afternoon trivia. Excellent stuff. All you've got to do is call 615-737-1025 and you will be in business. One little piece of news we should pass along. Dan Graziano, who joined us on the show this week. It seems like we're red hot, Chase. Everybody we've had on the show has
been
like in the news. Yeah, but
Darren's going to be like, wait, what's up?
Yeah. Last night, the NFLPA had a call, according to Graziano, and the union's board of reps voted unanimously to recommend that the NFL play zero preseason games this year. Zero. It's unclear whether the league, which has already decided to cut the preseason from four games to two, will consider that recommendation.
Interesting.
We'll see where that goes.
I wonder if
no preseason games.
I wonder if that's what it ends up being.
Well, that's something that we'll be keeping an eye on. And with Graziano putting it out there, I'm sure next week on Get Up, they'll be discussing that backwards and forwards. I think there's probably some players on the low end of the totem pole that hope that there are some preseason games because that's when they can shine and maybe try to make the.
Yeah, I mean, how many
times? And if they don't make the team that they're trying out for at the time, it makes it easier for other teams to see what they can do.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll see where that goes. Something tells me they'll end up playing a couple.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, I heard you strumming the guitar, Chase. So let's give a little sample and tell you how it works. So you're going to answer two questions this week. If you get them both right, you're a winner. And if you don't know the answer, you can declare a lifeline where you can name that tune from Chase, the maestro on the guitar. So let's get a little sample, Chase. Razor sharp today.
Let's rock and roll.
Chase, I feel like, do you feel like you've improved since the pause button was hit? I don't think there's any question.
Yeah, probably. I've played more. I've been, okay,
well,
practice
makes perfect, right?
I've been playing guitar more. I've been on iRacing. You know, I just graduated out of the rookie class in iRacing. So that's, you know, that was a big achievement this week. So practice makes perfect.
Personal growth. We got to love that. And it's only helping the show. That you're doing this. Okay, so we have phone lines open, 615-737-1025. Let's find out the topics today. Chase, what is your topic?
My topic will be, feels good to say this, Major League Baseball.
All right, so just straight up baseball.
Major League Baseball. And on the line, we have several pairs of Malco Theater movie passes on the line. So that's what we have. What's
okay.
Your topic?
My topic will be things that happened sporting things, news stories, games, etc., events that happened on or around July 4th in history. Things that happened on or around July 4th, sports history. So we're going to fudge a little bit. If it happened like on July 3rd or on July 4th weekend, we're going to make an exception and make that work.
There we go. All right.
So hopefully we have in the categories. Okay.
We have a couple lines available, 615-737-1025, but Justin is in the on-deck circle and will lead us off. Justin, welcome in.
Happy 4th of July weekend, guys.
Happy 4th of July to you as well. So where are you going to lead off? Are you going to go baseball, or are you going to go 4th of July trivia first?
Ooh, I don't know if it's going to be my week, fellas. I'm more NFL and hockey, but Chaser, let's go with you first.
All right. We will go with Major League Baseball, and remember, you do have the lifeline of Name That Tune available if you don't know the answer to a question. But if you answer the question, that is a card laid as a card played. So here we go. What was the original name of the Houston Astros?
Do you need remember, you have the lifeline. If you don't know, you can go with the lifeline.
I'm going to need the lifeline. I have no idea.
You're going to need the lifeline.
Please, this is terrible.
All right. It would help if the amp was on. There we go.
Okay, so turn on.
I messed up for you. Hang on.
This is part of the lifeline, is even if Chase screws it up, you still have to try to figure out the song. I know the song.
Do you know the song?
I got no clue, guys.
Oh, man.
Sorry to start it off.
Do you think it's because Chase didn't play it very well, or do you think you wouldn't have known it anyway?
I don't know that I would. That's not really my thing. So, to be honest.
Okay.
No guess of the Astros.
I don't know. It wouldn't be the Texans. I have no idea.
It is not the Texans.
Yeah,
it does have a Texas theme, but that is not correct. So thank you for participating. So we're not off to the great start we were looking for. Thank you for trying, though. 737-1025. Chase, that was a good question. I thought that was a fair question. Do you want to share the answer?
Do I want to share the answer, or do we want to leave it up to somebody
else? Yes, I say share the answer. Let's keep it moving.
The Colt 45s. The
Colt 45s.
I think they had it pre-Astrodome. For 2 years.
I think it was a little bit longer than that before the Astrodome was built. I'd have to go back and look, but I think it was a few more seasons than two that they were the Colt 45s, but it was not pleasant down there in the summertime before the Astrodome was built. All right, 737-1025, next contestant.
All right, next up we got Christian.
Christian, welcome in.
What's up, guys?
All right, Christian, would you like July 4th, or would you like baseball trivia?
That freedom ring, baby, July 4th, let's go.
July 4th it is. Okay, let's start with this one. Of course, one of the saddest days that we will always remember in Nashville July 4th history. It was 2009 when Steve McNair was killed. So in honor of that, I mean, it's a sad memory, but to honor Steve McNair, we'll ask not a July 4th question related to that event, but we will ask a Steve McNair question. He was drafted third overall by the Oilers in 1995. The Bengals and the Jaguars had the picks before the Oilers. Can you name one of the two picks selected before Steve McNair in the 95 draft? The Bengals and the Jaguars.
Oh, gosh. Hit me with the lifeline.
He needs the lifeline. Needs the lifeline. Okay, the answer is on that, by the way. Kajana Carter of the Bengals from Penn State was the first pick, and he got hurt right away and never played. It was during that period of time where the Bengals just couldn't get anything right. And then the Jaguars selected Tony Boselli, the fine offensive tackle out of USC, who was very good. He had some serious injuries as well that shortened his career, but while he was playing, he was very good. So Kajana Carter, Tony Boselli. Now to the lifeline to keep our contestant alive.
All right, I am actually going to stand up to play this one because it'll be a little easier.
And so by the way, was the last one La Bamba? Was the last one La Bamba that you were trying to play?
That was La Bamba, yes. That was La Bamba.
Okay. See, I knew it right away, but unfortunately our contestant did not. This is gettable. This is gettable.
I know.
It's our commercial.
I have no idea, guys. I have no idea.
Oh. We tried to take care of you.
Stumping people.
Y'all have a good weekend.
All right. Was it taking care of business, Chase?
It was taking care of business every day.
Taking care of business. We tried to take care of him. Oh, man. Bummer. All right. 737-1025. We need more contestants. We need winners. We want winners.
We want
Elijah,
winners.
Who's up next?
Up next is my man, Barrett.
Barrett, can he get this going? Barrett, first of all, I know you knew both of those guitar licks that Chase played. Is that fair to say?
Take the 815 into the city.
Yes. He even had lyrics ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Man, I was going to sing along.
So we get up every morning from the alarm clock's warning, take the 815 into the city.
All right. So, Barrett, which way are you going first? Are you going July 4th, or are you going with Chase's baseball topic?
Let's go July 4th.
Okay. Now, Barrett, you're a loyal listener, so you may have even heard this revealed in the last hour because it was hinted at. But in 1984, on July 4th, this legendary racer won his 200th and final race, at the Firecracker 400, or was it the 500? Firecracker 400, I believe, in Daytona.
400, yep.
Would that be the King Richard Petty?
The guess is the King Richard Petty, and that is correct. We have our first correct answer of the hour, 12 minutes into the contest. All right.
Barrett. Aren't those Jarretts just pure class, Chase? I mean, they are just 100% pure class.
They really are. That was an awesome interview to have Dale Jarrett on.
He's a true gentleman. His father was a lot of big shoes to fill.
Yeah, Gentleman Ned was his nickname. All right.
Okay, moving on to round two. This is for a championship.
Yes, it is. All right. Who is the only pitcher in Major League Baseball history to record both 200 wins and 150 saves in their career? Do you need multiple choice or do you know the answer?
My instinct wants to say John Smoltz because he switched to a reliever when he had that mental breakdown.
Your instincts, well, and I think he had Tommy John, too. Isn't that right, Willie?
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah, your instincts would be correct because the answer is John Smoltz.
Smoltz!
Of Atlanta Braves fame.
Nice. So
Barrett is our first winner.
All right, Barrett, way to go.
Fantastic weekend, all right?
We're going to put you on hold and get your info.
Have a great weekend.
So, thanks, Barrett. Chase, is he the only guy in that category? I was thinking Dennis Eckersley as well.
I believe he was the first. Yeah, I think Eckersley might have been close, but I think because I did my research, and according to my research, it was Smoltz.
Dennis Eckersley won 107 games and saved 390. So that is interesting. So he was three wins away from being in the same category. Of course, both in the Hall of Fame. Good stuff. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, who will be the first contestant up when we come back?
Gary is going to lead us off.
Okay, Gary, I want you to get ready, mentally ready, physically ready, do what you need to do, and join Gary by calling 615-737-1025 as we continue with this holiday weekend edition of Friday Afternoon Trivia. Jump on in. 737-1025. You have nothing to lose. Stay tuned. We're coming back. Time to resume Friday Afternoon. You can be a contestant. It's very simple. You just call 615-737-1025. You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. All you've got to do is answer two questions, and you got a lifeline in there for good measure.
That?
All right. So with that in mind, let's get to Gary. I believe he is the next contestant. Is he ready to go?
Gary is ready.
Hello.
All right, Gary. Your two choices, July 4th trivia, sports on July 4th, or baseball?
Let's go with July 4th.
Okay, July 4th is famous, or should we say infamous, for the famous hot dog eating contest that goes on in New York City. Joey Chestnut, Kobayashi, and Joey Chestnut will be back at it again tomorrow. He's poised and ready to go. He's the overwhelming favorite. Can you tell me what historic area of New York this contest takes place in?
Coney Island.
Coney Island is the guess, and that is correct. He's halfway there.
Oh, nice.
Way to go, Gary.
All right.
Have you ever watched that contest?
Yes, I have. Amazing.
Okay. Do you bet on that contest?
No.
I would not bet against Joey Chestnut, by the way,
no,
Chase.
He's won
I think
like
he's
11
like
out of, 11 out of 12 years, something like that.
Yeah, that is a strange 30 for 30, but fascinating nonetheless, because they don't let Kobayashi doesn't challenge him anymore for a lot of different reasons, but there's really no other great contender. Maybe somebody will pop up out of nowhere. You never know.
Probably so.
All right, Chase.
Here we go. Baseball. Who is the youngest player in MLB history to win the most valuable player? And I will give you hints. Or I'll give you multiple choice, I should say. Is it A, Vida Blue, B, Johnny Bench, C, Stan the Man Musial, or D, Bryce Harper?
Could you repeat those three? I know it's Stan Musial, Bryce Harper, Vida Blue, and who was the other one?
And repeat the question, Chase? Repeat the question as well.
The youngest player in Major League history to win the most valuable player.
Okay. And the choices are?
Vida Blue, Johnny Bench, Stan Musial, or Bryce Harper. And the player was 22 years old, 22 years, 64 days old.
I'm going to say, it's a guess, Bryce Harper.
The guess is Bryce Harper. And unfortunately, that is incorrect. It's a very good guess, though.
It's a good guess. My guess is Vida Blue. Is that correct?
You are correct. It is Vida Blue.
1971, he absolutely lit it on fire for the A's. Johnny Bench, he came up at a young age, too. But I guess, I don't know, but Vida Blue popped into my head there as you said it. Okay, good question. 737-1025. Next up, we have Ryan, who is poised and ready to go. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
All right, Ryan, your categories are July 4th and baseball.
I'll go with baseball.
He is going with
he
baseball.
He wants the baseball first.
I still
you do have a lifeline available.
I think Johnny Bench is the youngest MVP. I don't think you guys need to check that one.
You say Johnny Bench? All right. Well, let's see.
Chase has said he's done the research.
I've done the research, but the internet. We know the internet is always right. Let's go with this one. Speaking of Johnny Bench, what nickname was used for the 1970s Cincinnati Reds?
Big Red Machine.
The Big Red Machine is the answer, and that is correct. 1970
to 1971. By the way, Johnny Bench did win the MVP at age 22, which is close to Vida Blue, but I would guess it's probably separated by a couple of days.
22 and 64 days was Vida Blue.
All right, glad I didn't have that one then.
Yeah, I don't.
All right, next up, 4th of July.
All right, so 4th of July. Okay, so we go back to a crazy moment that happened back in 1985, and I actually remember being at a friend's house and watching this game. The Mets and the Braves played 19 innings at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. The Mets ended up beating the Braves 16-13, and the game had rain delays. It had everything. It just went nuts. And the game didn't end until 3:55 in the morning, and they went ahead and had a fireworks show, which was promised to take place after the game. And there were fans that stayed and watched the fireworks show at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they even got some crazy calls from distress. The people that were asleep, you know, were saying, "What's going on? We have fireworks going off." They thought the city was under attack or something. But here's the famous moment. A pitcher for the Braves homered to tie the game earlier in the contest to keep it going. So it's the most famous moment from that game that has ever been that people always remember. So can you name this Braves pitcher who had a career batting average of .060 when he hit the home run to tie the game at 11?
I have no clue. Bruce Sutter.
Well, remember, you do have a lifeline if you don't want to make a guess.
I'll do a lifeline.
Smart play.
Okay, so first, before you play the song, Chase, do you know this? You being a Braves fan and following the show history-wise, I will be proud of you if you know the name of this pitcher.
I really don't. I have no idea.
Rick Camp.
Rick Camp. I would have never gotten that.
The most unlikely guy. You should YouTube this moment. It's unbelievable how it happens, because they're thinking there's just no chance that this could happen. And he hits a home run to tie the game. It was incredible. But the Mets ended up winning the game in 19 innings. Okay, so he didn't get that, but he takes the lifeline. If he can name this tune by Chase McCabe, he is a winner.
All right, Ryan, let's see if you can do this. He did not. He just hung up.
Did he hang up?
He hung up. He did not know the answer.
He tried to save face by just saying my phone went out. I guess he just had no guess.
I don't know. He just like, nope.
Ryan.
No idea.
What happened? Oh, well.
Come on, Ryan.
I believe I know that one as well.
Okay.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
That is correct. Smells Like Teen
Spirit.
That
was gettable. These are gettable.
Yeah, I think you fed him one there. That was right down the alley.
I thought the Rick Camp was gettable too. That might have been a little hard, but you know, I think some vintage Braves fans would have gotten that one. All right, let's take one more before we go to the break. Let's go to Don up next. Don,
sure.
Welcome
I'm
to
here.
The show. You're on 102.5 The Game.
Sure, go ahead.
Do you want baseball?
All right, which category would you like first?
Yeah, let's go with baseball.
All right. Who holds the record for most stolen bases in a single season with 130?
Ricky Henderson.
Ricky being Ricky. Ricky Henderson is correct.
Simple. He was ready to go on that one. Okay, Don, this is what we have for you. For July 4th, remember, if you don't know the answer, you can go with the lifeline instead. July 4th, 2012.
Oh, God.
2012 was a real rough July 4th for the Nashville Predators, as one of their top defensemen at the time, Ryan Suter, left to go to Minnesota and signed a 13-year deal for $98 million. He went along with another star player at the time who left the New Jersey Devils also to join the Minnesota Wild. They signed twin contracts in the Twin Cities, 13 years, $98 million. Can you name this player who signed along with Ryan Suter with the Wild?
Willie, I moved away from Nashville 10 years ago. I've been back a year, and even though I'm a Predators fan, I'll try the lifeline. I've known everyone but the last one, but I'll try the lifeline. I have no clue with hockey.
Okay.
We'll
Jace, you know the answer?
Willie, I'm going to be honest with you. I was practicing a song and not paying attention.
Okay, well.
Was it Zach Parise?
The other player besides Ryan Suter.
Oh, yeah.
Zach
okay,
Parise. Yeah. Signed with Ryan Suter with the Wild. A very tough blow for the Predators for sure, but as history has shown, it ended up working out all right. The Predators came back around. They reloaded. They certainly have now no shortage of defensemen, and Suter and Parise have only had a modest amount of success since going to the Wild. All right, and of course they're still playing there, and they signed a 13-year deal, so they're still going to be there for a while. Now, for the lifeline, this is a chance for Don to redeem himself and win the prize.
I believe in you, Don. Here we go.
You believe it or
does
not,
he have
it? Yeah, I tell you what, it sounds very familiar. I knew the other ones y'all played, but I really don't have a clue. My wife probably could get it in 10 seconds.
I've got to run to keep from hiding.
Jake, I'm running to keep from hiding. I know she'd have known it, too.
I'm down to keep on riding.
All right, Don. Thank you for trying.
No problem.
He climbed just to the tip. He was just right there on the edge of the mountaintop. He just could not get to the peak. Too bad. Is it the Midnight Ride? Is that right?
Midnight Rider, yeah.
Midnight Rider, okay.
Allman Brothers.
The Allman Brothers. Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get more contestants lined up. We're halfway through the hour. We want you to participate. We've crowned one winner so far. We've got more prizes to give away. What's the prize again?
We have tickets to Malco Theater. I have several pairs of tickets to Malco Theater that you can use, so we're giving those away.
All right, 737-1025. You just got to join in and participate. This is Friday Afternoon Trivia, and you're listening to 102.5 The Game. Well, I don't think that this will be a Name That Tune. This is tough to play on the guitar, the crisscross.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, a great song. But I don't know how you would do this one, Chase, if you want to do the Name That Tune.
No, you'd have to
with
rap this.
This would be tough. This would be tough.
Did you ever see the movie with Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis, Friends with Benefits?
I've seen parts of it. I have seen parts of that. I have not seen the whole thing.
It's a good movie, and there's a part where Justin Timberlake actually raps this song, and it's fantastic.
he's a talent, I got to say. Yeah. I enjoy watching him, and whether it's a movie or his music or whatever, he's a good entertainer, no question. And he's, of course, got the Middle Tennessee ties now.
Yeah.
All right, we need more participation here. We've got some room on the phone lines right now for you to join. We're on the home stretch here. I mean, you're getting ready for a holiday weekend. I know you're excited about it. I know, yeah, it's different. We can't do what we normally do on July 4th. We're still going to have fun nonetheless, and you're going to have a great conversation piece.
You say,
I participated in trivia. I got the two answers. I got the lifeline from Chase. I won the movie pass. But you got to join in, 737-1025. July 4th trivia, baseball trivia. Very, very simple. 737-1025. Let's go to Todd. He has been waiting patiently. He is poised and ready to go. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Glad to be here.
All right, Todd, which category would you like first?
Let's go baseball first.
All righty. baseball. And if you need multiple choice, I will give it to you. Who is the first player to reach 50 doubles and 50 home runs in the same season?
Ooh, I think we might need multiple choice for this one.
All right. We'll give you
multiple choice. The answer, but this is a good one.
Is it?
I think I know it, but go ahead.
Is it Babe Ruth, Alex Rodriguez, Albert Bell, or Mark McGwire?
Can you say them again?
Babe Ruth, Alex Rodriguez, Albert Bell, or Mark McGwire?
I'm going to go with Albert Bell.
He goes Albert Bell, and he is correct.
Yes.
1995, 52 doubles, 50 home runs by Albert Bell.
And I'll tell you what was very impressive about that is that was a shortened season because, remember, that was still the fallout from the strike of 1994. And they only played, I think, 144 games that year. So he still had 50 and 50. It's the only time it's ever been done. By the way, if you love baseball, here is a great question that I heard on the Jason Stark podcast. There's only one player that has ever gone for a 20-50 season and a 50-20 season in terms of homers and stolen bases. Now, that's a pretty incredible feat when you think about it. One player has a 50-homer season at the same year he had over 20 steals, and then he had the opposite, a year where he had 20-plus homers but 50-plus steals. It's only been done by one person, Brady Anderson. What a great question that is. Now, stump your friends for that this weekend when you're around the grill. All right, Todd, this is your championship question. This is from July 4th, July 4th trivia. On this date, on July 4th, one of the famous NBA signings took place after the 2016 season. The Warriors, despite coming off an unreal regular season, but they lost the NBA Finals to LeBron and the Cavs. They signed this superstar.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant. That is correct.
Boom.
See what happens if you participate? Sometimes you get the next question on the card, which is a little less difficult. The degree of difficulty maybe not real high on that, but nonetheless, Todd, you have hit it out of the park. Congratulations.
Thanks. I'm disappointed I didn't get to use a lifeline, though.
Hey, next time.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You'll have it saved for next time.
All right.
All right, good stuff.
Good job, Todd.
So Todd is a winner, our second winner of the hour. Let's find out who our next contestant is, Elijah.
William.
All right, William, welcome into the show.
Great to be on. Thank you for having me.
All right. So, William, would you like to go July 4th, or would you like to go with baseball first?
My instincts say baseball, but since I'm not a huge fan, let's go July 4th.
Going to go with July 4th. All right. Let's go to the NBA once again for back-to-back questions. In 2012, on July 4th, the Lakers traded for this perennial all-star guard who also played in the Western Conference, and they gave up two first-round picks and two second-round picks to get him. A perennial all-star point guard was traded to the Lakers on July 4th, 2012. They gave up two firsts and two seconds to get this playmaker.
Steve Nash.
The guess is Steve Nash. He got it. It is correct. Steve Nash traded to the Lakers on July 4th. Good stuff. Way to go. All right, he's one question away. Chase, what do you got?
There are two catchers that have the highest batting average in a season at that position with .362. Bill Dickey is one, which you wouldn't get way back in the 30s. But who would be the other one? I can give you multiple choice if you need it. Say yeah?
Yes, sir.
All right.
You've got to take the multiple choice.
Is it Yadier Molina, Mike Piazza, Johnny Bench, or Buster Posey?
Cross out Bench and Piazza. Those
What are the other two? I just hear Bench and Piazza are out, so what are the other two?
Yadier Molina or Buster Posey?
Some tells me trust Molina, but I'm going to go with Posey.
Buster Posey is Buster the Posey. Answer. And unfortunately, William, you crossed out the wrong one. Willie, did
was
you
it
know
Piazza?
The answer? Yes,
was it
Piazza?
Piazza?
Mike Piazza.
I thought it might be. Piazza had some sick offensive numbers, no question about it. I mean, he was actually underrated with batting average because you think about home runs and power with him. Great effort. Coming up just a little bit short. Thank you for trying.
Thank you.
All right. We got him loaded up. Who's up next, Chase? Or
up
Elijah,
next,
jump in there.
Anthony.
Anthony, welcome in.
Good afternoon. How are you?
All right. Are you ready to win, Anthony? You ready to start
this holiday weekend off right? Let's do it.
All right. Which category do you want first?
Let's start with baseball, please.
All right. Which pitcher was nicknamed the chairman of the board? Do you need multiple choice?
Multiple choice, please.
Oh, Chase is feeling charitable here.
I am. Is it A, Whitey Ford, Steve Carlton, Warren Spahn, or Carl Hubbell?
It appears that we have lost Anthony.
Oh, no.
What? Oh.
Right before
tragic.
The question.
Oh, no.
Don't answer the question. That's
okay,
a good question.
We'll put that question on hold. Okay. Well, if he can call back, we'll give him the same question. Let's set that question aside, and let's see if he calls back. And if he does, we'll go to that one. So we won't reveal the answer. All right.
You know the answer.
Oh, yes. I knew it right away. Okay. 737-1025. Who's up next?
Up next, we got Tony.
All right, Tony. So we go from Anthony to Tony.
Hello.
Tony, are you there?
Yes.
All right, Tony, which category would you like first, July 4th or baseball?
Baseball.
All right. We're going to go with baseball. So we talked to Tom Glavine earlier this week, who is a two-time Cy Young winner. So that's your hint on this question. During the 1990s, how many Cy Young awards did Braves pitchers win?
I say four.
He says four. Is that your final answer?
Can I take the music?
You can. You can elect to go with the lifeline instead.
Let me go with the lifeline.
I believe the answer is higher than four, Chase. Let me take a crack at it here because Greg Maddux won a bunch in a row. Not all with the Braves, but he won it in what, 93, 94, 95. That's three right there.
Yep.
You had Smoltz in 96, and then you had Glavine with two. So what is that? What does that equal? It's four. So that is it six?
It is six. That is correct.
Wow. Six out of the ten in the decade. That's pretty good pitching, I would say.
Pretty good, I would say. All right. Let's see if he can name this tune.
Girl.
Oh, he's still alive. He got it in three notes. Wow. That was impressive. Man, that was good. He left no doubt. He left no doubt on that one. All right, so he's advanced. A good strategy move to take the lifeline and advance the round with 1984. All right. Here is for the championship. The bicentennial was being celebrated July 4th, 1976. And, of course, there was plenty of baseball played on that day. And a player on that day for the Philadelphia Phillies hit a grand slam. But during the grand slam, he passed a runner inadvertently on the base. And it was Gary Maddux was the player that he passed. So it goes down in the books as a single. So instead of having the distinction of hitting a grand slam home run on the bicentennial, this player had to settle for a single. The Phillies won the game anyway. Now, I'm going to give you a hint on this player. He's much better known. He's a catcher. He grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, and he played on a lot of great teams, including the St. Louis Cardinals. But he's much more famous for being a broadcaster. Can you name this catcher? Memphis, Tennessee, played for the Cardinals, played for the Phillies, and he was playing for the Phillies when this happened. He hit a grand slam single, if you will. But he's much more famous for being an announcer after his playing days were over.
Announcer for who?
Major League Baseball. Many teams.
Porter.
What was
Can
that?
You say it again?
Porter.
Daryl Porter?
Yeah. Yes.
That is incorrect. Too bad. The answer we were looking for is, could you name him? Chase, any idea? Who is the famous?
Is it Tim McCarver?
It is Tim McCarver. Tim McCarver.
Oh, my God.
Over.
Yeah, I thought was he not was older than that.
Question. Yep. Yeah, this was of his career, but yeah, Tim McCarver played for a long, long time. He went to Christian Brothers High School in Memphis, pretty much went straight to the big leagues with the Cardinals, played in some World Series in the 60s, and then, of course, has broadcast many World Series over the years as a broadcaster. So Tim McCarver is the answer. On that, we'll take our final break, and then we'll have the home stretch. Do we still have some contestants? Who's lined up? Who's ready to go
we got
for the stretch
Ben,
run?
Matt, and Adam ready to go.
Ben, Matt, and Adam, get ready because your time to shine is coming. Stay tuned. Our final break of the week, and we're back with more Friday afternoon trivia. All right, we got to move fast. We want to get at least the three contestants that we mentioned before in under the wire here before we wrap it up and move on to Jared and the GM. Okay, Friday afternoon trivia. You're on the game. Who is next up?
Next up, we got Ben.
All right, Ben, you're up first.
Gentlemen.
Which category would you like first? July 4th, or would you like baseball?
Let's go with baseball.
All right. Baseball.
So there are four players that have this in common, 250 home runs at least in their career and 250 steals. Can you name one of them?
Oh, geez.
250 homers and 250 steals. And if you don't want to make a guess, you can go with the lifeline and hear the melodic tones of Chase on the guitar.
Let's do the lifeline.
He wants the lifeline. He does not want to take a stab at it. Okay, Chase, I'm thinking Barry Bonds has got to be one.
No, actually.
He didn't have 250 steals?
Well, I don't think so. I have this question and this list, and now I'm questioning it myself. So the lifeline might be a good thing.
Is Willie Mays?
It sounds like I made a good choice.
Yeah, I think you did. We're going to just scratch that question from the record.
Oh, okay. Well, we have to check this out. All right. In the meantime, lifeline.
Free falling.
That is correct, man. Either you know it or you don't. The people that have taken advantage of this have known it right away. Well done. All right, we moved on to the category for the win here, July 4th. I'm even going to give you your option. Would you like a July 4th question for baseball, tennis, or hockey?
Let's go tennis. Let's be crazy.
He wants tennis. Okay. July 4th, 1981, John McEnroe won Wimbledon, and he snapped a streak of five consecutive wins at Wimbledon by this player.
Andre Agassi?
He says that John McEnroe defeated Andre Agassi on July 4th of 1981. And that is incorrect, unfortunately. Agassi came along a little bit later. He came along a little bit later. John McEnroe defeated Bjorn Borg in 1981. They had many a battle at Wimbledon against each other. So, good attempt and gutsy choice to go with the tennis. But that was the year that John McEnroe uttered the famous phrase, "You cannot be serious," when he started arguing with the umpire that you see from time to time. So that was when McEnroe was taking form. All right, let's move on. We've got two contestants left, and we only have a few minutes left in the show. So who we got?
Let's go to Matt. Matt, welcome.
All right,
in.
Matt.
Hey, guys.
All right, Matt, which one do you want to do first? You want July 4th or
baseball?
Baseball.
Yeah. He wants baseball.
Who was the first Puerto Rican player to win the World Series MVP? Is it Carlos Beltran, Ivan Rodriguez, Orlando Cepeda, or Roberto Clemente?
I'm going to go Pudge Rodriguez.
He's saying Pudge Rodriguez is the answer. Willie, do you know the answer?
I believe I would go, and maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong and he's right. My guess would have been Clemente.
Willie, you would have been correct. It is Roberto Clemente.
Good question. Tough choices there. Yeah. All right. We've got one contestant left. Last chance to win. Who's up?
We got Adam.
All right, Adam. You are the last person with a chance. Let's see if we can end on a high note. All right, July 4th or baseball to start with?
I knew the last July 4th question, so let's go with July 4th.
All right, July 4th, I'm going to give you a choice. Would you like hockey or baseball?
Let's go baseball.
Baseball. July 4th, 1939. A very, very special day at Yankee Stadium. And a very, very famous speech in sports history honoring what player?
Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig. That took place on July 4th, 1939. Lou Gehrig Day. I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Very, very memorable for sure. He is advanced to round two. Final question of the week. Can we end on a winning note?
All right.
He even has a lifeline if he needs it.
Of this group that I'm going to give you, who is the first father and son to play Major League Baseball as teammates? Is it Tito and Terry Francona, Cecil and Prince Fielder, Cal Ripken Sr., Cal Ripken Jr., or Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr.?
Let's go with the Griffeys.
He says the Griffeys. He is correct.
Yes! We've done it. We've ended on a high note.
1990.
Wait, was that Harry Carey chiming in there?
Yes, it was.
All right. Or was that a reasonable facsimile of Harry Carey?
Yeah.
That might have been Will Ferrell there. All right, congratulations. We got a winner. How many winners? We had three winners this hour?
Three
That's
winners.
About right?
Yeah.
All right. I was down to my last question. I was going to have to get creative if I
went
past this one. So that was the right amount of questions. But here's one just on the way out. In 2003, Paul Kariya and Teemu Selanne, remember they were a longtime dynamic duo for the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim? Selanne eventually went to the Sharks. But Kariya and Selanne decided to be a package deal on July 4th weekend of 2003, and they signed with the same team. Do you remember who it was? This was before Paul Kariya came to the Predators.
I don't.
They both signed with the Avalanche.
Oh.
For 1 year.
The Colorado Avalanche.
Yes.
Huh. I don't.
They played 1 year, and then, of course, there was a lockout, and then Paul Kariya signed with the Predators. Selanne eventually ended up back with the Ducks and scored a goal every time he played against the Predators, it seemed like. Right. What was your last question, Chase? Let me see if I can nail it.
My last question was which left-handed pitcher led the American League in strikeouts 7 years in a row?
An American League pitcher that led the league in strikeouts 7 years in a row?
The American League in strikeouts 7 years in a row.
AL.
You want multiple choice?
Give me a hint. I don't need the multiple choice because I have a couple of guys in mind, but I
he had
give me the era. Give me the era.
The era, let's see. Early. I mean, like, it's early. That's why I don't know if anyone would have gotten it.
It's early.
It's like the 20s and 30s.
Okay, so it's well before Randy Johnson and guys.
But
like
it's a
that.
Name.
Okay.
It's a name you should know from history, probably.
Okay, so how about Walter Johnson? No, that Walter Johnson. AL, yeah, Walter Johnson.
Not Walter Johnson.
Not Walter
Lefty
Johnson.
Grove.
The big train. Lefty Grove, seven straight.
And with that, we got to run.
All right, we're out of time. Okay, so have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe. Be smart. Do the right things. Wear the mask. Stay distance. Have your fun, but do it right. Jared and the GM are coming back starting at 2 o'clock, so stay tuned right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Closing
time. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.